This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, hi and hello again. How are you today? We're enjoying another beautiful day. Isn't it gorgeous? I mean, this is a great time of the year. You look outside, the sun is shining. A little cool outside, but, you can put a jacket on for that. 893-1450. Our focus today was going to be the Murfreesboro City Schools, and I'm sure that Dr. Gilbert's on her way in. Probably got stuck in some of that traffic, so maybe she'll be here in just a little while. In the meantime, have you been having a good few weeks here, enjoying sort of a brief feel of springtime, perhaps? Did you have a good weekend? 893-1450. Youngsters out playing soccer, and has baseball gotten started for the kids? For the elementary kids. I guess it has. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a thought you'd like to share with us this weekend about things you did over the past weekend, give us a call. 893-1450. Maybe just you and me today. Okay. That's fine. We'll have some fun together. 893-1450. I had my high school class reunion over the weekend. I hadn't seen some of these folks in years, and that was so fun to sort of get together and do that. 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have any questions or comments, give us a shout. 893-1450. Lots of things happening in the community. I tell you, tomorrow night, there's going to be a very interesting program up at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. And that's a program on end-of-life experiences is what it's called. But it's really to help us prepare for something that happens to everyone, guarantee you, end-of-life. And you want to be prepared for that. And, of course, that's going to be shown to you by experts. We have all sorts of experts who are going to be there tomorrow night. To help you plan the process, do pre-planning and things of that sort. And it's absolutely free. Begins at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, and that will be at the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts at 110 West College Street. Some folks from Middle Tennessee Medical Center will be there. Dr. James Nunnery, the head of palliative care, he's going to be there. Let's see, who else is going to be there? Chaplain Jeff Fryer, he will also be there. And some folks from Alive Hospice. Let's see. And I'm doing this from memory. That's the dangerous thing. Oh, but you need to be there. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. They would like to know that you're coming, mainly because, even though it's free, they would like to know that you're coming mainly because the space is limited. I mean, that's, limited to 125 or so people, something like that for the auditorium size. So you need to let them know that you're coming. Faye Northcutt is the one that you need to call, Faye Northcutt Knox. And I don't have her I did not memorize her phone number. I apologize for that. I'll try to find that for you. And we will pass that on to you. But that's something that you need to be aware of. That's coming up, that special life planning session. That's coming up tomorrow night. And that begins at 7 o'clock. And that is, as we mentioned, at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. That's one of those things that, once you go to it, you think, man, I'm really glad that I was there. John Blankenship, that's the name that John's going to be there as an attorney. A phenomenal singer, too, but I don't think he's going to sing any. But just a nice all-around group of friendly folks. Teresa Quantz with Alive Hospice is going to be up there. And I do, somebody just handed me Faye's phone number, 896-4663. 896-4663. The doors are going to open at 6:30. The program is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. This is absolutely free. Absolutely free. They're not going to ask for money or anything. Just totally free. And it's going to be very beneficial to you. It will, in fact, it could make some major differences in what you do. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Have you ever been to something like that? You know, filling out special forms on, you know, living wills and things of that sort. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Maybe not. Okay. 893-1450 is our number. If you'd like to join us in conversation this morning, 893-1450. Also, and I tell you what I will do this morning, let me make us a new sheet of paper. Actually, a sheet on the computer. We don't use sheets of paper anymore. No, that's... it's much better to use it, much easier to use it on the internet, on the computer here. If you have a suggestion on road improvements, give us a call. 893-1450. 893-1450. And if... Yeah, am I the only one that is thinking that the way that this regrooving of Broad is a little different? I guess I'm the only one who thinks that. I thought that what people usually did, they would take in a block or two, regroove it, repave it. But this time around, they're regrooving the entire thing and haven't started, I don't think, repaving it. They've just been regrooving. And so as you get anywhere close to Murfreesboro, it looks like a dust storm or something. And the whole thing. And I think they're going to go from, I haven't gone out to 840, but it looks like they're trying to go all the way to 840 to the other end of Broad, over toward the Manchester Highway, regroove the whole thing, and then do the paving. I thought they used to do that in sections. So we'll have an entire dust bowl. But I'm probably the only one thinking that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Just fine. I just want to let everybody know in Murfreesboro that what you're just talking about, when they quit cutting the road down instead of sloping it up where it won't be such a bad jar, mm-hmm. they're leaving a big, leaving it pretty big place right there, and tear your tires up or your car up. And I hit that when I come to Murfreesboro the other morning. And I tore the front end of my car out, and I just wanted to let people know. Then when I was going back out, I seen some more where it had stopped, and I slowed down and like to get hit in the back end because people hadn't realized it. But people better be careful when they're in there because they're not sloping it up where there won't be such a bad hit on those places right there. Now, I just want to let everybody know.
Let me ask you, in the past when they've resurfaced the roads, haven't they done it in sections, not the whole 3 or 4 miles at once?
I don't know, but they sure got a mess.
you're right there.
And it's going to tear up some tires and wheels and stuff if they don't start sloping that up when they stop, just leaving a big old trench right there.
All righty. Well, we thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
Have a great day. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you about another road thing.
Okay.
When you're on Highway 96 and you enter Agri Park Drive, within just a short distance, maybe a couple of hundred or 300 feet, there is a iron cover. It's not as big as a manhole cover. It's no bigger than, say, a laptop computer or something, but it sticks up maybe an inch and a half or so, and real sharp. If you run into it with a soft tire, you're liable just to cut right through it.
Ooh.
And I guess that someday they're going to make that surface thicker, but that needs some asphalt or something put around it so that, you know, that we won't hit it full force.
Absolutely. So that's right as you turn off of Highway 96 onto AgriPark Drive.
That's right.
About 300 or so feet there, you hit this iron cover that sticks up about an inch, and it has a real sharp edge.
Yeah, it's a rectangular shape. It's not a round manhole cover. It's a rectangular shape cover.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Mm-hmm. You have a great day. 893-1450 is our number. And we put this in writing, by the way, and pass it on to somebody who hopefully can do something about it. 893-1450 is our number. If you have thoughts you'd like to share with us. If you like to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. And if you're looking for easy ways to control these pests, Bonide has found it. Bonide's Rose RX Systemic Drench. It offers insect and disease control in one easy application. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can as directed and apply to the base of each plant. One application protects roses, flowers, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is available in the economical quart size to treat up to 16 roses or shrubs or 200 square feet of flowers. Where do you get the Rose RX Systemic Drench? Easy. You can get it right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church. And you can also get it at Martin's Home and Garden. Martin's, absolutely. Right there on Broad, across from Demas Restaurant. Well, what about that weather forecast?
Across the area, we'll have plenty of sunshine, 60 for your high temperature with a gusty north-northwest wind. Clear skies for tonight will drop to a low of 38. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Right now, 45.
45. That's a little cool out there, but it is going to warm up today just a tad. And be up in the 60s today. You know, that's nice weather. It really is sunny and in the 60s. Couldn't beat that. 893-1450. Dr. Linda Gilbert's going to be joining us in just a little while. We'll be talking about city schools. Right now, we're talking about whatever you want to talk about. How are you today? Hello there. Ooh, didn't catch that one. 893-1450 is our number. If you have maybe something that is concerning you with the roads, give us a call, 893-1450, and we'll put it down and pass it on to the right person. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning, Bob?
Doing great. How are you?
Just fine. I'm in like the dude called 2 minutes ago about this, these bumps.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're building the highway.
Uh-huh.
They really need to do something about them pretty quick because, like he said, you know, you pay your car. I just went over one just a second ago while he was talking about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I just making that comment. You have a great day.
Which one did you find? Where were you?
Down by, on the little road with what liquidation, the one back behind Chili's.
Oh, yeah.
Right in that area, right in there.
Okay. Well, drive carefully and sort of watch out for them. They'll pop up when you least expect it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Right.
Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye. You're listening to WGNS, an open line in this segment of the program, an open line to hear your ideas about areas to avoid, perhaps. And, of course, we get the official list from Ram Balachandran, the city traffic engineer. But this cloud of dust that's around Murfreesboro is for that long, long stretch of Broad. I guess they're really going to groove the entire Broad before they start resurfacing. In years past, usually they would take a block or two and redo that and then do another block or two. But right now they're going to, it appears like anyway, that they are regrooving the entire section. In other words, taking up the entire section of Broad before they start to put any asphalt down, any of the pavement down. And so it's sort of a sea of dust, a huge dust cloud over Murfreesboro. It has been now for a couple of weeks. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning, Bart. This is Marty Ruffman.
Hey, Marty. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Pretty good. It's a beautiful day out here, I can tell you that.
It is gorgeous.
What I was going to suggest, if people are interested, if they have the smartphone or the iPhone, you can download an app from the Department of Transportation, and it gives you all the congested areas, the work areas, anything and everything involving road pavement or road repair. This app will notify you, and you can bypass it.
What is the address on that app?
It's Department of Transportation. You have to go onto their site.
Okay.
It's a state or federal, either one. I use it when I'm going down the interstate in my motorhome, and it will notify me if there's a wreck or a traffic jam, and I can, and it will give me the bypass I can take.
Okay. So Google Tennessee Department of Transportation, and that'll take you to their website, and on the website it'll give you that app to download to your smartphone. Good idea.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Really handy.
Very good. Thank you, Marty.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you.
Hey, Marty, have you had any good experiences with your horses and things lately?
Well, actually, I have. I didn't Lewis compete up there about 4 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And my horse fell on me and broke my leg.
Ooh.
But it wasn't bad enough because I just got back from Tunica, Mississippi, 8 days of competition, riding with a broke leg. And I still shot clean. Didn't have a single miss. It was beautiful.
Wow. Sounds great. Marty, well, it's good to talk to you today. You have a great day.
Okay, you too, Martin. Take care, buddy.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. And good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
On Bradable Pike, there's a back entrance going to Kroger's, and there's a big old pothole there.
Okay, and is it on the road that's going into Kroger's or on Bradyville Pike?
Well, it's in the road going to Kroger's.
Okay, in the road to Kroger's, okay. Sort of a driveway type thing.
Yes.
Okay.
And I always hit it.
Oh, that's no fun.
No, it's not.
Okay, I'll put down big pothole, and we will get that to the folks over at the Kroger Shopping Center, and hopefully they'll be able to pass that on to somebody who can do something about it.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're listening to WGNS, an open line right now. In just a little while, our City Schools Director, Dr. Linda Gilbert, will be joining us. Stay with us.
It's Mustang Mania at Ford of Murfreesboro. Right now, you can drive a 2012 Ford Mustang with financing as low as 0% with approved credit. Rather have cash back? Get up to $3,500 back on the Mustang today. Price excludes tax, title, registration, and $499 dealer fee. Offer expires April 30th. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad Street at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine to black onyx, excite your mood and your wardrobe with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
We have it here at the co-op. From gardening to gift to animal health products to your pet needs, we have it here at the co-op. Bugs are definitely going to be a problem this season, and we have anything you need as far as your lawn to use in your home and also for those animals.
And for mosquitoes, I understand you have bat boxes.
Bats eat a lot of mosquitoes because mosquitoes are going to be bad this year. This is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come and give us a visit.
They're on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets. And accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got clearing on all the accidents in Murfreesboro at this time. Bit of congestion, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Also, we've got I-40 eastbound in at the Donaldson Pike interchange there. Very busy. Also, I-65 south at Old Hickory Boulevard. And then I-24 east at I-65 south on the entrance ramp. That's also very busy this morning. Save now, save big. 50% off auto glass and a nationwide warranty. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters. Call them at 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about the Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Across the area, we'll have plenty of sunshine, 60 for your high temperature with a gusty north-northwest wind. Clear skies for tonight will drop to a low of 38. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feliber. Right now, 45.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Good Neighbor Network is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11, and WGNSradio.com. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
I'm open, you're closed, or I'll follow you.
Welcome back. And during this next segment of our program, we're focusing on the Murfreesboro City Schools. Dr. Linda Gilbert with us this morning. Linda, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. It's been a busy morning, Bart. I apologize for being late.
Well, it's good to have you here. I know
you're a busy person, and
we appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You brought a friend with you.
I don't know whether he's a friend. He's a coworker. At this time of year, it might not be a friend because he keeps telling me, I go to him and say, here's what I'd like for the budget, and he tells me you don't have the money to do that. So this time of year, we're not too. I don't know about that friendship factor. But
and you say, I still want to do it.
Yeah, I do say that, and he keeps saying, you can't do that. But I have Gary Anderson with me, who is the Director of Finance and Administrative Services, and it definitely is budget time, and we have been absorbed with that for the last month. So I thought it might be a good time to talk about budget, might be a good time to talk about the direction of the system, what folks can expect to see next year. So that's what we have, Bart.
Well, obviously, right off the bat, I have a feeling you're not just loaded with money. I don't know why I got that.
The way I dress, the way I look this morning.
From what you've said.
Oh. Okay. No, you're right. We have had, it's been a tough budget year. I've been very pleased in that we had a jobs bill, and I'll let Gary talk about that a little bit, but we were able to absorb many of the positions from that into the general budget, so I've been very pleased with that. We will be adding a few positions. We've been able to maintain our people-teacher ratio relatively small, for which I'm grateful. I'm also grateful, while I'm at it, to the legislature for not passing a bill that would have caused us to increase our people-teacher ratio, so I certainly appreciate our legislative delegation for taking a stand with that. We'll be hiring Barbara Sales, who is the principal at Hobgood, will be retiring at the end of this year, and we'll be hiring a new principal there. We'll be hiring a new assistant principal that will be shared between Scales and Pittard because of their numbers. We feel that we need support there. We'll be bringing on a new ESL teacher. We'll be bringing on a new physical education teacher. We'll be bringing on a couple of educational assistants that will deal specifically with reading because we are very proud of our intervention program that we're doing with reading. We want to make sure we keep that. We'll be bringing on a new social worker. I think that one thing that we have heard from the schools is how much help the social workers have given us. And, in fact, one of our emphasis for this year and particularly for next year will be to really implement a system-wide approach to positive learning environment for children and for parents. So the budget's been tough, but Gary can certainly share with you more about that part.
Let me ask you this, because I guess Gary's part of it will depend on this one. Is there still significant growth in the enrollment, the number of students?
Yeah, and Gary, if you want to address that, we have seen, well, I'll let you address that. I started to answer it, but go ahead.
The previous 2 years before the current year, we had not really grown any, and that was basically a result of the economy. that it was, you know, going the wrong direction for growth. But this current year, we've grown over 200 students, and we've projected for next year to grow 172 additional students. The reason we put the extra growth in is that we're finding, based on the reports we're getting out of the city, that the new starts for homes is up back to the level of what it was in 2008, right before the recession. So we're feeling pretty good that the economy is starting to pull back, move forward again. And we've also had increase in our budget projections of sales tax collections. So that's another thing that has jumped up. We put a 3% increase in our sales tax collections. The city is experiencing a greater percentage than that, and so is the state. So we felt pretty good putting a conservative number in of 3%. But yes, the growth is coming strong, which makes us look at our facilities and our needs and what we need to do for the future.
How much do you depend on the state of Tennessee and money from the state to make your budget total?
Well, obviously the state is a major key player in what we do. We have to have the state revenues like every system does. What we did receive this year that we did not put in our original budget because we weren't sure about the growth numbers, we did receive growth money. The state has a system where mid-year in January, they determine of all the school systems in the state, they determine who grew the most, and then you get a percentage of that pie. And they establish a fixed amount. So it's not really based on a per-student basis, other than the fact when they split it, you get a per-student share. But it's based on that. And then, so we really don't get growth money until mid-year of the year that you actually get the growth in. So the systems have to fund the first half of year without any growth money from the state. So it was nice to get the growth money this year. We got half of it in January, we get the other half of it in May. And then the state does their projections for next year, which we just got our first projection. They will not give us our final projection until July. That's long after the budget process is completed. But we'll have those projections then. But we got our first estimate in April, and it was already up substantially over this year because of the growth that we experienced this year.
So things are getting back to normal, I guess we could say, economy-wise.
Economy-wise, it certainly does appear as though we're getting back to the growth, and the sales tax is moving. The mall has helped tremendously in that. People don't have a reason to go shop elsewhere now. They got everything they could possibly want right here in the city.
And that makes it even better for the city school systems. We're seeing growth coming back again there. What kind of challenges does that make for you, Dr. Gilbert?
Well, one of the things, and I want to make sure that people understand, one of the things that happened to us this year is we had jobs bill money we were looking at losing a tremendous amount there. And so by having the growth come back, that has certainly helped us with that and with the funds. As far as challenges, we feel very solidly about what we're doing with instruction now, particularly what we're doing with professional learning communities and intervention, so that we have interventionists that are working with students in small groups. You have your core instruction, and then you have your interventionists that work with our teachers, and they work with small groups. So we did not want to lose that. At the same time, what is happening with us is we had adopted a new textbook series and had spent money for that this past year, a new reading series and new math series, both at the same time. So this year, the challenge really has been one of focusing on the children, continuing to focus on the children, continuing to focus on their learning, while at the same time trying to learn a new math series, a new reading series, and then, of course, there was a teacher evaluation. What we're seeing for next year, we know that Common Core, what's called Common Core, which is a approach to almost a national standard approach, so that you have many states that will be teaching the same standards. But we'll be looking at that. That has started this year with some of our grade levels as far as math. We'll be implementing that fully. And it's a different approach. What will happen with Common Core is it really is about the process, so that it's not good enough for students to learn 2 plus 2, but they learn why mathematical processes work. This will require us to take a look at our teaching. I'm very thankful that we went ahead and moved to a new math series this year, because it got us in the mindset that we're going to have for Common Core. our teachers will be working to develop questions that take students deeper and looking at problems that may have multiple answers. And so we'll be looking at how students process to get answers to those problems, to those math problems. With reading, we're going to see more emphasis on nonfiction texts, so that if you think about it, Bart, in the old achievement tests that have been taken for so long, you would read a passage and then you would have some questions about the passage. Well, what many of us did is we really didn't read the passage. We just went straight to the questions and then went back to the passage to find the answers. This will look like, here is a passage, summarize this, or here are two or three passages. Make a point, summarize it and compare and contrast, and then use the passages themselves to justify what you have said, what your opinion is. So it's really more like what we do every day. We every day will read information and have to draw conclusions based on different pieces of information. Our students need to learn to do that too. They don't need to just simply be able to answer questions about that information. They need to start processing and thinking. So Common Core will take us that way. So that will be the challenge, I think, for the state this year, will be really to look at Common Core and to figure out what does that look like in a classroom.
Let me ask you this, because this is fresh in my mind. I just came back from a weekend of my high school reunion, and this was in a different town, different school system, so no negatives on Murfreesboro or Rutherford County. But it was very obvious that this school system has decided to make all schools what they're calling equal. But okay, what that really has done is downgraded all of the schools equally. And what used to be a really top-notch school is just a place for kids to go and do their schoolwork. We're not going to ever let that happen here, are we?
No. I think what you're finding here, in fact, is exactly the opposite. It's not so much about different schools, but it's about different children. So that what you have in Murfreesboro City, and I think you'll find this across the district, are we unified in our philosophy? Yes. Is it about the individual child? Yes. Is it about partnerships? Is it about collaboration? Is it about professional learning communities? Absolutely. That doesn't change. Does every school have an intervention time? Yes. Does every principal meet with every teacher at every grade level at least once a month to look at individual children to see where they're succeeding? Yes. That has to be, because when you're looking at individual children, then they have different needs. Now, if we were saying, here's a school district and we don't see individual kids, then we would have a problem. One of the things that we have really focused on is, as you know, this is TCAP week. We started on Thursday, as a matter of fact. But what is really important for our principals and for our teachers is to see within those percentages to make sure we see children, and to not just look at those percentages as numbers. If we lose the focus on children, then we've lost what we're about in Murfreesboro City, because we are about individual children. Now, when that happens, then when you're looking at the budget, like Gary and I are looking at the budget, then you bring in, one of the things we've done this year and last year is brought in individual principals and said, what are you needing? We brought in all of our department chairs and said, what are you needing? And we've spent about 2 hours with each one of them looking through. Some of those things we can't provide. Some of those things we can provide in different ways. But some of those things that we can't provide, if they're really needed, then they're going to go in the back of our minds and we're going to find a way to provide those. So, no, if we get to the point that we don't see children and we don't see individual children and their needs, then we have a problem.
So that's not happening here. That is good news. Let's go back to the jobs bill. That was a grant, is that right?
Yeah, it was. Gary, do you want to talk about that?
Jobs bill is a federal program that gave money to school districts, and they gave it to us to spend over a two-year period. You could either spend it all in the first year, you could spend it all in the second year, you could split it. We ended up splitting the monies and did it over a two-year period. But that program stops in June, at June 30th. So we have obviously paid for people out of that, so we had to find a way to either pay for those people or get rid of certain programs. Dr. Gilbert was able to retain the vast majority of those positions and keep the programs that have been successful in the district.
That's great. And that's one of the challenges, I would think, of any type of grant, whether it's federal or wherever it might be. It's a great blessing when it comes, but somewhere along the line, it's going to go away.
Right.
You either lose that greatness that was brought in by it, or you find some way to fund it.
And this particular bill was very different because quite often in grants, it's not about salaries. This particular bill, by its very nature, being titled jobs, had to do with saving jobs. So are there positions in a school district that you need that you could have funded through this? And that's what we did. But one of the things that has happened with us is because our professional development is so embedded now in what we're doing, is that some of the money that we were using, we typically do not bring in experts, so-called experts, and I shouldn't say it that way because they are experts in their field, but experts so much as we were doing. What we have found is the one-time set and get professional development just did not carry through. What does carry through is if you have teachers that are meeting on an everyday basis, but particularly at least once a week to really focus on children, to really focus on instruction, then they can tell you what they need. And quite frequently what they need is knowledge about what's happening across the district or other districts where there's a teacher they can go see model for them a strategy that they need so that there can be conversation across the district about what's happening. We're going to be pulling, as you know, we pull the teachers together for half days throughout the year, but we'll actually be pulling together all of our teacher leaders on the 4th of May that afternoon to really talk about, okay, what did we see as far as growth this year? What did we change? What's happening with curriculum? How did the textbook adoptions go? What are you seeing we need to tweak with that? And then saying, what do you need for next year? It's not uncommon for our principals to go visit other principals across the district. If there's a principal who's having trouble with using educational assistance as effectively as perhaps another school, then there's that conversation, and that principal goes to visit this other school that is using them well. It's not uncommon for a teacher, and you'll have this across the district, to go see another teacher teach reading because they're having trouble with a specific strategy or a specific standard that they're having difficulty. So we have really found strength with that, and that's helped us as far as our funding of professional development, because now it's spent within district more than it is bringing in someone in that can cost a tremendous amount of money and you may not be getting your bang for your buck.
As we look back toward the economic downturn period of the past few years, obviously we would all have preferred not to have had to go through that, but we did, and it caused some strong reevaluation of the things we do. Has that helped, do you think, the city system to reevaluate? Are we going to end up being a better system for that?
I think that with our system, that the changes that we have made really have had nothing, well, I won't say nothing, but, well, I will say nothing, really nothing to do with budget as much as they have to do with children. And looking at what was happening with our student learning and making sure that whatever resources we have, whether that's time, whether that's people, whether that's buildings, whether that's money, making sure that everything that we do, it comes back to the question, what impact does this have on children? And so I think for us, have we taken the budget apart line by line? Absolutely, 10 and 20 times. And so I think that we have a good budget this year, no question about it. But I think that the changes that we've seen have not been driven by the economy, but have been driven by the needs of children.
This morning, our focus is on the Murfreesboro City Schools. We will continue that conversation in just a moment. Our guest, Dr. Linda Gilbert, the director of the schools, along with Gary Anderson, the director of finance for the city schools. We'll be right back.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is Dr. Pete, host of the Maximize Living Health radio show, where living healthy means living free. You can tune in and listen to me every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 here on WGNS Murfreesboro.
We're back again, and we're focusing on the Murfreesboro City Schools. Dr. Gilbert, let's talk a little about the partnerships that have been formed, because this is a lot of interaction in the system.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We really, this year, have expanded our partnerships with MTSU. Greg Lyles has done a tremendous job there. We have a group of children that go over every month to different departments. We've had a basketball day. We've had a soccer clinic. We have actually a baseball day coming up on the weekend of the 11th. We'll be taking a lot of kids over to see the baseball games over there. So really appreciate MTSU's partnership, basic and applied science, the reading program over there. Also, Parks and Rec, we're expanding our gardening program to the community, and then the Tech Center. We'll also be doing our technology camp and our allied learning camp this summer. So neat partnerships, great things going on.
In addition to the partnerships, a lot of changes, a lot of improvements, construction, things of that sort. Let's sort of delve into that and discuss some of the things. Gary, I understand there's some pretty good-sized projects going on.
Yes, we have two very major projects going on that we're going to actually close the schools down to make way for the construction for the summer. We'll have to move our extended school program to other locations. But one is at Discovery School, we ended up getting an interest-free loan from the state of Tennessee to put in new HVAC systems. So we're putting in all brand new HVAC at that school. So that will be a big boost to the school. Instead of having the through-the-wall units that have the loud fans blowing in on them, they'll be able to get rid of that noise. So it makes the environment better. Plus, of course, we had 35, 37-year-old air conditioning units in there that we'd be replacing. The other project going on, which is very exciting for the school, is at Hobgood. We're putting additional classrooms, a teacher work area in the first phase. In second phase, we're expanding the office area, actually totally redoing the office area, adding a new library, and expanding the kitchen and dining room areas. So also putting that HVAC system that we did at Discovery School. So that's two major projects going on in our schools this summer.
And Dr. Gilbert, what about while we're talking about summer, what kind of activities are going to be happening with the city schools?
Of course, we'll have ESP all summer, but we'll also have some different camps going on at schools. And so if folks will, if the students will check on, or parents will check on the websites, we'll have those. We have our partnership with MTSU going on this summer. We have a partnership with Parks and Rec going on this summer. We have the Technology Center. We'll be doing some tech camps. So good experiences for the summer. One of the things we've really worked on is expanding our ESP program, and folks will see a difference there, and we'll continue to see that difference through next year. So very happy with that.
And before we leave, you had mentioned earlier in the program that you are going to be expanding, hiring a few additional positions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How can people find out more about that so they can apply?
Okay. If they will go to the City Schools website, www.cityschools.net, and go under Human Resources, there should be postings there.
Very good. Any final thoughts in our final minute here that you'd like to share?
Just really appreciate our teachers, our principals, and the community support. I think that this year we're seeing, continuing to see growth as far as student learning. And I sent out an email this morning that said this is the week for Murfreesboro City to shine. And I've gotten back so many responses that absolutely we're in great shape. We're ready to go. And so it's exciting to feel that kind of energy. It's been a tough year because of the things coming down the pike. But our teachers have stepped up to the plate, and our principals and central office staff, and really appreciate that very much. And also the bus drivers and the cafeteria workers, and I could go on, Bart, with everybody. But I will say that the Murfreesboro City family has had a year of growing together, learning together, and tremendous success.
And that's because of great leadership. We thank you and everybody who is making this possible for our youngsters to be even better.
Well, thank you, Bart.
Dr. Linda Gilbert, the director of the Murfreesboro City Schools, with us today, along with Gary Anderson, the director of finance. And he'll be pulling his hair out for the next, all the way up until, when is it, July 1st? Is that, so yeah. Good luck to you.
That happens on a frequent basis. It won't stop on July 1st.
Y'all have a super day.
Thanks, Mark.
Tomorrow at this time, we'll be talking about the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. This is the time of the year they also shine. And there are some pretty exciting things happening with our local parks. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you then.